right, so we just kind of did things in a bit of a reverse order, I guess you could say, by talking about some of the ways to go about reducing the stress first and then starting to get into the stress. I figured, hey, let's go ahead and do some inoculating first so that when we talk about the stress, we won't be stressed. We'll already be relaxing a bit. So here we go. Let me share with you some high points, some highlights, some bullet points regarding stress and where we are with it. Almost one third of the people surveyed, almost one third, almost 33%, said that they visited a doctor about something that was stress related. 57% of the survey respondents say that they are currently paralyzed by stress. Ladies and gentlemen, that's serious. 57% paralyzed by stress. 43% say that they're actually invigorated by stress. 51% of the women surveyed say that they don't see friends at all in an average week. Remember how we've been talking off and on for some years now about the importance of having a strong support network. 51% of the women surveyed said that they don't see friends at all in an average week. 59% of baby boomers have never been diagnosed with a mental health issue. 52% of Generation Zers already have been diagnosed with a mental health issue. Remember what I've shared with you. This is so important. Regardless of your age, regardless of your gender, regardless of your class, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of any of that, when we need help, we need help. Sometimes our body becomes infected, and it's not enough to just drink the hot tea with honey and lemon. Sometimes it's not enough to even drink the hot tea and get to bed on time. Sometimes we need help from a professional. Sometimes there are issues with the blood pressure, and we need help from a professional. Sometimes there are problems with cholesterol levels. We go in and have a physical completed, and the doctor says, hey, your cholesterol levels are just not good. And we need that professional, that doctor, to help us get those cholesterol levels in balance. Sometimes something emotional and or mental is going on, and we need help from a professional. Let's get the help from that professional just as readily as we would get help from a professional for any other issues that we might be dealing with. That's the wise thing to do. It is. Helps everyone. But something's going on when you make that comparison and find that 59% of baby boomers have never been diagnosed with a mental health issue, while 52% of Generation Zers have already been diagnosed with a mental health issue. What is going on in our world that is causing that change? Just over 33% of all respondents say that their job or their career is a regular source of stress. The job, that's someplace that we should, that's something we should enjoy doing. How many of you have had the experience that you really did enjoy what you were doing? You just didn't enjoy the people you were around while doing that work. Just over 33% of all respondents say that their job or their career is a regular source of stress. Among millennials and those of the Generation Z community, the chronically work stressed rises to 44%. Something is going on, ladies and gentlemen, when we have our younger generations experiencing more stress than the older generations. Or do you prefer to just assume that that's coincidental. Something's going on. I didn't say what, but something's going on. 51% of women say that they feel bad about their appearance weekly. 28% say their appearance regularly causes them stress. Only 34% of men say they feel bad about their appearance weekly. 52% of respondents say financial issues regularly stress them out. And that's well above the 35% who cited jobs and careers as the next most common stressor. 47% of all respondents, with women and men almost evenly matched, say that their response to stress is to take it out on themselves. 47% of the people who responded to the survey say that their response to stress is to take it out on themselves. A lot of Americans feel like they're experiencing stress on steroids. Consider senseless shootings, including the shootings of law enforcement officers of non-threatening American citizens. A nasty political climate, catastrophic weather, increasing suicide rates. Factor in close to home stressors like caring for a loved one, parenting a learning disabled or autistic or depressed or anxious child. Think about managing your own chronic condition or addiction or looking for a new job. Now, layer in everyday annoyances like traffic annoyances, train delays, a nasty coworker, a long supermarket line after an even longer day. A lot of people are feeling overloaded, overwhelmed, out of control, and get this, unsafe. More on stress in just a few.